hear the difference. Brightened, beautiful music. KIXI, Seattle.
The news coming up next on KIXI. The time is 10 o'clock.
CBS News. President Ford and his Democratic adversary, Jimmy Carter, have agreed on arrangements for the first presidential debates since 1960. I'm Jerry Lande reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Not since John F. Kennedy ran against Richard Nixon have the American people been able to witness major party candidates in debate. On September 23rd, Messrs. Ford and Carter debate for 90 minutes on domestic issues, including the economy. There'll be two later debates on foreign and military matters, and finally, one on everything else. The president declared voters will get an honest picture of the candidates as a result. Carter said he intends to draw as sharp a comparison as possible of who can best lead the nation. More news after this.
On the cover of People magazine this week, it's David Bowie, the man who fell to earth. Find out about his childhood, his marriage, and his far-out lifestyle. Then visit French super chef Paul Bocuse in his kitchen. They're all in People, the picture-packed weekly that's all about everyone. Henry Ford's daughter designs wardrobes for working women. Fonzie's pal, Ron Howard, joins John Wayne in the Shootist. And Rod McEwen's long search for his father comes to an end. That's People for you. Pick up the new issue of People magazine today, the one with David Bowie on the cover.
This is Charles Kuralt, CBS News. I spend each week wandering down the back roads and through the big cities of America, and on weekends I tell you what I've come across on Dateline America. Since everybody else is busy covering the big stories, I stick to the little ones, take time to talk with some people and listen to some yarns and feel the seasons change. Join me, wherever I happen to be, on Dateline America, Saturdays and Sundays on the CBS Radio Network.
The government says it expects that only one-fourth the needed amount of vaccine will be ready when mass swine flu inoculations start next month. In a letter to pharmaceutical houses, the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, David Matthews, has appealed for a speed-up in the delivery of the vaccine, the government offering no explanation for the delays. The Parliament of the Irish Republic has given Premier Liam Cosgrave what he's asked for, a new weapon to use against terrorists of the Irish Republican Army. From Dublin, Sean Dignan has a report.
The Irish Parliament declared a state of national emergency arising out of the armed conflict in Northern Ireland. New anti-terrorist legislation is being simultaneously introduced here. Legislation so severe that it would be unconstitutional were it not for the declaration of an emergency. Sweeping powers of search and arrest are being recommended for the police and army. Proposed penalties for terrorist offenses include the trebling, in most instances, of present maximum jail sentences, and up to 10 years in prison for those who in any way incite people to join or support the provisional IRA. The opposition in Parliament is fighting the new legislation on the grounds that it could turn the Republic into a police state. The government is empowered in the emergency to introduce even tougher measures, including internment without trial, censorship, and the death penalty for various crimes. Prime Minister Liam Cosgrave said the new legislation was essential in order to defeat what he called a ruthless IRA conspiracy against the state. This is Sean Dignan for CBS News in Dublin.
A California scientist suggests the way out of endemic energy crises may be a plant. Dr. Melvin Calvin, a Nobel Prize winner, has told the American Chemical Society it just might be possible to refine an infinite amount of oil and gasoline from certain forms of rubber trees, trees that produce latex, a hydrocarbon somewhat similar to petroleum. The key, says Dr. Calvin, is to create a smaller hydrocarbon molecule from the latex and, voila, a carbon tree.
The oil companies are essentially chemical companies, and they could very well be the ones who would process this latex into crude oil and then convert it, and in fact, in the same machinery they now use to convert it into various kinds of fuels and chemicals.
Calvin says he's also looking into a type of milkweed to form the basis of a gasoline farm. Now this.
We don't expect much from handicapped children. We don't expect them to learn much. Sometimes we don't even expect them to go to school or learn to do things that will help them get along when they grow up. But handicapped children are pretty much like other children. If you don't expect much, they won't do much. If you expect more, they can do more. Most handicapped children can learn and do much more than most of us realize, if we expect enough, and if they get the special education they need. In this country, every handicapped child has the right to special education, whether his parents are rich or poor. If you have a child with a handicap, any kind of handicap, we have free information that can help. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013.
A public service message from this station and the United States Office of Education.
Thousands of young men and women, youths of mixed blood called coloreds, rioted in Cape Town, South Africa Wednesday. Serious rioting erupting after police moved against colored demonstrations in support of the aspirations of the country's 18 million blacks. Earlier, Prime Minister Vorster brushed aside Secretary of State Kissinger's recent criticisms of apartheid, Vorster declaring the moral lessons from others will not influence South African policies. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
And this is KIXI, Seattle. Weather outlook, night and morning low clouds, partial afternoon clearing through Friday with slight chance of local morning drizzle. Highs near 70, lows in the mid-50s, less than 10% chance of rain. In downtown Seattle, currently 58 degrees, the barometer holding steady. It reads 30.03. And taking a look at sports briefly in Major League Baseball activity. In the National League, it was Houston over Philadelphia, 1-0. Pittsburgh down San Diego, 4-1. The Mets beat San Francisco, 1-0. It was St. Louis 1, Cincinnati 0 in 11 innings. And Chicago defeat Atlanta, 7-5 in 14 innings. In the American League, Baltimore 7, Kansas City 1, Boston blank Texas 3-0. Cleveland over Chicago, 3-0. And Minnesota beat Milwaukee, 3-2. California dumped Detroit by a score of 4-1. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next on KIXI. The time now is 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. I have a very odd subject I'd like to talk over with you. It's been perplexing philosophers for centuries. What is really real? Now, don't laugh. I'm serious. Look, if a tree falls in a forest and nobody's around to hear it fall, has it made a sound? Must someone hear a sound to make it real? If you see something, does that make it real? Yes? Then what about a mirage? If you think something, does that make it real? What is reality? That question was asked 100 years ago in a third-rate European circus, and I wonder whether you will agree with the answer they found.
Can I help you with your costume, Francesca?
No, don't touch me.
But I... Why are you talking like this, Francesca? You never sound... You are Francesca.
No, I'm Simone.
Oh, I can never tell you two apart.
Do you want me to give you fair warning?
Why can't we be civil to each other, Simone?
Because I hate you just as much as my sister loves you. And you hate me.
I don't hate you.
But you love Francesca.
Yes, I think I do.
Don't you know that love and hate can be twin sisters? Like Francesca and me.
No, I don't believe it. I can't believe it. Only one can be real.
Our mystery drama, 2 + 2 = death, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Alfred Bester and stars William Redfield and Marion Seldes.
It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The following is a test. Please answer all questions truthfully.
Question one. Which of these do you like most? Rowboat, dentist, or Polisuzu? Question two. If you and three friends wanted to take a nice trip, would you take turns carrying each other, take turns throwing each other, or buy an Opel Isuzu?
Question three. Given a choice, would you attend a lecture on good posture, hurt your foot, or buy an Opel Isuzu?
If you answered Opel Isuzu to all three, see your Buick Opel dealer and take a test drive. Otherwise, see someone else.
Way back in 1876, people started enjoying two things that have gone hand in hand ever since. Major League Baseball and Beechwood Age Budweiser. And just as Abner Doubleday's invention became our national pastime, so did Adolphus Busch's brilliant golden creation become the king of beers. And together, they gave us two of the most famous phrases in the history of sports. Play ball and cold bud here. Anheuser-Busch, headquarters, St. Louis, Missouri.
The great and powerful wizard invites you to step forward and be heard.
Yes, well, Your Excellency, you remember how you gave the Scarecrow a brain and the Tin Man a heart?
Of course I remember. You don't forget a thing like that overnight, you know.
Yes, well, I'm here for a long.
A long?
I'll take two if you'd rather not break up the set.
And what's wrong with the ones you got?
Shot.
What?
From breathing dirty air and...
Well?
Smoking cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you allowed a pair of perfectly productive pig lungs to be pervaded by the perils of puffing?
Yes, Your Omnipotence.
In that case, my ignominious ingrate, you don't deserve to have your wish granted.
Oh, but Your Highness.
The great Nas has spoken.
The great who?
I said, Nas has spoken. That's what you get for smoking. On you, I wouldn't waste my wizarding.
Yes, but...
If you wanted healthy lungs, you should have learned when you were young to observe my signs that say...
Yes?
Nasmo King.
Nasmo...
Oh. This reminder from your lung association is a matter of life and breath.
No matter how third-rate it is, you have to feel sorry for Mario's one-ring circus this cold afternoon in Zurich. One of their stars died on stage in the middle of his performance. He was Gerard the Great. The unbelievable, the miraculous, the incredible mechanical man. And with him, the illusion died. Now Gerard is being buried in an obscure graveyard in Zurich, mourned by the clowns and freaks and dancers of the company who decorate the tombstone with mementos, props, bits of costume and makeup, all the real things that help create illusion. A young man, well-dressed, carrying a travel bag, joins the strange ceremony.
Aha, you must be Peter, the great Gerard's son. I recognize you, even after all these years. You are Gerard's image, Peter. Welcome on this sad occasion.
I took the first train from Paris.
You remember me?
I remember nothing.
But you must remember me.
No.
I understand. You think if you forget, it will go away. It will never have happened. But I am Mario, Mario Milan. When you were a piccolino, so high, I taught you what little your father forgot. The tightrope, the slack wire, the left foot take. You were my little genius, my wunderkind.
Yes, Mario, of course. I see I came too late for the funeral.
Well, you couldn't help yourself, Peter. It was all over in a moment. The heart collapsed.
You couldn't wait a day for me?
My dear boy, we play Innsbruck Monday. These are your colleagues. Come and meet them.
My colleagues?
Ladies and gentlemen of the company, this is Gerard's son, Peter. Many years ago, a member of our troupe.
No, never.
Then retired to become a civilian. He entered the unreal world of business and education to become an engineer.
Not an engineer, an architect.
He designed the Eiffel Tower, also the Leaning Tower and the Tower of Babel, for which he was awarded a gold medal engraved in all languages.
Ah, clown.
What, do you want us to cry? We love Gerard, your father.
I never knew him.
It was your misfortune. When I lost Gerard, I lost a little of my hold on life. Shall we return to the city? Matinee today. Come with me, Peter.
No, Mario. I'll stay a moment.
Of course. Come to your father's caravan when you are finished with grief. But don't take too long. First overture at 3 o'clock.
What?
Why, have you forgotten? Overture and beginners, please. 3 o'clock. Arrivederci.
I'm sorry.
What?
Excuse me. I said, I'm sorry about your father.
What are you waiting for?
It's not good to be alone with the dead.
I need no one, thank you.
My name is Francesca. I dance in the ballet. And I helped your father with the illusion. I brought him to life.
Huh. You brought him to life.
I wound him up with this key.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that. Then he came out of the toy box.
I loved your father, too.
You and Mario.
Everybody loved him. He was the only gentle man I ever knew.
My father, gentle?
There was never any violence in him. He was all kindness.
What? Gerard, do you believe that?
I know it.
It was his greatest illusion.
You sound as though you hate him.
He deserted my mother and me. How should I feel?
Is that why she didn't come here?
No. She died 3 years ago.
Excuse me. Gerard always said your mother took you and ran away from him.
He was a fraud, like the rest of you.
Why are you so angry with us?
If you could just stop acting for one moment.
But I'm not acting.
No? When are you never? All of you. Mario Milan clowning at the grave, and you.
Oh.
Are those supposed to be real tears?
I didn't know there were tears.
All make-believe, pretend, unreal. A scene must be played. Cue the tears, and the tears come on cue. Crocodile.
Well, they say you can always tell real tears from crocodile tears because they burn when you touch them. So try mine.
My dear friend...
Francesca.
Oh.
Give me your hand. Try my... Your hand is frozen. Oh, you're so cold and angry. That means you're lonely. Of course, that's why you're hating everything.
I never hated anything in my life.
Until you came here. And you saw how lonely you were for your father. And us.
Please, Francesca.
Let me warm your other hand. Give it to me. You know you said... Please, Francesca, exactly like your father. You are so much like him. Will that make you my stepbrother?
Or your step-lover?
You said that to hurt me, didn't you? I've never had a lover.
I'm sorry, Francesca. I don't know what's got into me. This crazy world of illusion. You're all so strange, and you're the strangest. May I have my hand back, please?
You haven't tried my tears yet.
They've burned me already.
Well, we'd better get back to the... Oh, wait, I almost forgot. Have you a keepsake for your father? Something to put on his grave?
How can I? He gave me nothing.
Then give him this. It's the key I used to bring him to life.
Oh. His last illusion.
Who are you? What are you doing in Gerard's caravan?
What?
Don't you dare touch anything.
But I... Is this a joke?
Get out. Do I have to call the stagehands? Get out. And I'll search you before you leave.
But I belong here. You know that. This caravan's mine now.
Since when?
Unless my father never owned it.
Your father... Then you are Peter Gerard?
This is altogether beyond me. Look, have I done anything to make you act this way?
How could you possibly?
Then what's happened? Is this revenge? I thought we were going to be friends.
Since when?
What? I give up. All right, it's a joke. A circus sort of joke on outsiders like me. But it isn't funny. Not to me. It's turning my hands cold again. Feel.
Don't touch me.
Dear heaven, what now?
Didn't your father tell you about me?
I told you. I never knew my father. What was he supposed to tell me
that
about
we
you?
That we were... That this was my caravan, too.
You? And my father? But you said...
Yes. I said...
Atodikas! Second overture has started.
I'll move my things out after the matinee.
Oh. Aha, so...
Very interesting girl.
Yes, fantastic. She took me for a thief.
So?
She caught me going through my father's things.
What were you looking for?
Money. My mother said he promised me.
Aha. To start that engineering office of your own, eh?
Architect.
Oh, you pardon.
I have a friend in Paris, Marcel Roger, a brilliant designer. We're going into business together.
And it will cost you 5,000. Gerard told me often, and with pride. Ah, what's the time? Time I had a look around backstage. The manager must see everything. You're coming.
Why not? There's nothing for me here. I might as well look at the animals.
You must not hate us this much, Peter.
I don't suppose my father managed to save the 5,000.
But of course he did. Gerard was a man of his word.
He did? Do you know where it is?
Well, naturally. He loaned it to me.
To you?
To our company. I explained. We had three very bad months. We would have folded. Your father saved us.
But my office...
The money will be repaid. We now show a profit again. Give me 3 months and...
3 months? What am I to do in the meantime?
Peter, I will tell you how you can spend your 3 months.
Yes?
With us. You will close the first act.
What?
Starting next Monday at Innsbruck.
You're mad.
Yes, I admit it. To trust a civilian with the finale of the first half is insanity. But then I remember, Gerard taught the boy the act, detail by detail. He will remember. He has talent.
You want me to do the mechanical man illusion?
It's the only act that can close the first half. I've tried all the others, and I know only the great illusion will do.
Mario, don't be ridiculous. I'm an architect.
But you began life as an artist. If you do not help us, you may never get your money. There must be an act to close the first half.
Hire an act.
Where will I find the time and the money? What will we do in the meantime?
Oh, damn it, Mario.
Help me, please, for 3 months. Then you can go back to Paris with your money. It will be easy. 2 whole days to remember and rehearse before we open. Francesca will help, and I, too. Now, go back to the caravan and look over your costume.
No, absolutely not. Find another animal.
Peter, Mario just told me. I think it's wonderful. I'm so excited.
Friend... Jessica?
I have a little time now so we could start going through the act with you. What's the matter? You're not nervous, are you?
No. Just flabbergasted.
Why? Mario says you know the act. I think you'll be even greater than... What is the matter with you?
I meet you for the first time, and you're adorable. A half hour later, you burst into this caravan and behave like a devil. Now here you are, an angel again.
But I haven't been in here with you.
Not 20 minutes ago, calling me a thief and a ghoul and saying foul things about yourself and my father,
Me?
Yes, you. In that same costume, wearing that same face.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it must have been Simone.
Who?
My sister, Simone. We both danced in the ballet. You know, 12 ballerinas. 12.
Your sister, you... You mean twins?
Of course. It happens all the time with strangers.
Oh, how can twin sisters be so different?
Well, later, later. Now, rehearsal first. And we've got to find out how much of the illusion you remember.
Everything. That's what I was running away from.
Well, we'll start with after I open the toy box.
What's the matter?
We'll need a new key for the act. I'll have to go and tell the prop man.
Here's the old key, Francesca.
You didn't put it on your father's grave?
No. I kept it. I wanted something from my father. Take the key, Francesca. Wind me up into a wonderful illusion.
So here we have the equation. Two girls named Francesca and Simone, identical twins, and two men, Peter Gerard, architect, and Peter the Great, the miraculous mechanical man. 2 + 2. And they add up to death. How? Perhaps the arithmetic of the second act will tell us.
Tired of deodorant sprays that seem to miss their mark. Want something powerful you can put on in the dark? Shift to the English leather stick. The stick shift is on. English leather's got the stick that'll always protect you. With the English leather scent, they'll never forget you. Oh, shift to the English leather stick. The stick shift is on.
There are three good reasons to shift from an expensive deodorant spray to English leather deodorant stick.
One!
English leather goes right where you want it, so there's no waste.
Two!
It's concentrated to give powerful protection.
But the best reason of all is right under your nose!
The famous fresh clean scent of English leather.
English leather's got the stick that'll always protect you. With the English leather scent, they'll never forget you. Ah, shift to the English leather stick. The stick shift.
Look for the English leather deodorant stick at your favorite toiletries counter.
Hello there, this is Jim Backus. You know, I asked my friend, Mr. Magoo, have you ever heard of the disease of prosperity? You probably have, only you've heard of it as heart attack. It's called the disease of prosperity because the risk factors that increase the chances of heart attack are usually the result of prosperous living conditions. Childhood habits. Some children get in the habit of watching TV instead of exercising. Smoking often begins in the teens or sometimes even earlier. And by the time they reach middle age, many of them are overweight, inactive, and have high levels of cholesterol and other fatty substances in the blood. High blood pressure is also common at that age. Any one of these conditions or risk factors increases the chance of heart attack. A combination of two or more multiplies that risk. One way you can protect your heart is to see your doctor. Another way is to support your Heart Association's efforts to find more of the answers to heart attack. So give to the Heart Fund now. And thank you very much.
And so the deadly arithmetic of illusion continues in the form of Peter the Great, the miraculous mechanical man in Mario's giant variety show and one-ring circus. 1 week only in Innsbruck, 2 weeks in Verona, 10 days only in Lausanne, final week in Nancy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present the unbelievable, the miraculous, the incredible mechanical man, Peter the Great. Ah, what have we here, ladies and gentlemen? It is the prettiest member of our giant corps de ballet wheeling in a gift box so beautifully tied with a ribbon. Is this a gift for me, Francesca?
No, Mario. It is a gift for our kind audience.
Ah, our pretty Francesca opens the box. And what do we see inside? What is her gift to you? I tremble with suspense, ladies and gentlemen. Good heavens! It is a giant toy! It is Peter, the mechanical man!
I have this magic key, Mario. Peter must be wound up!
Ah, ha, ha, ha! Ah, bravo, bravo! Peter has come to life! The mechanical man is alive! See, ladies and gentlemen, how naturally he bows to you and to the lovely Francesca.
It's going very well.
What? Oh, what are you doing backstage?
I'm Marcel Roget, Peter's friend from Paris. Perhaps he has mentioned me?
No, excuse me, I must go on again.
Don't you ever relax?
I'm working.
You were splendid, Peter, as usual. Here is a surprise for you. I permitted him to wait backstage.
Marcel, what the devil are you doing here?
If you'll excuse me. Certainly, sir, thank you. It's been an experience waiting back here. Peter, fantastic.
Yes, I suppose it is.
When I got your letter about the delay, I had to come and see for myself.
See what?
The real reason for the delay. 12 ballerinas. 12, yes.
No, what are you really doing here, Marcel? You didn't make a special trip.
I had a stopover between trains. Peter, you must come back to Paris.
There's no need until we can afford to take the office. I explained in my letter.
There's every need. There are people to be met and cultivated who can become clients.
You can do that.
I haven't the flair. We agreed that you'd be the contact man. This is no life for you.
All right, Marcel. When does your train leave?
In an hour.
And you'd better not miss it.
Huh?
I'll come to Paris as soon as I've collected my money.
Which is it? Does this bear costume shrink, or have I gained 10 kilos? Help me with the hat, Peter.
I think it is the kilos, Mario. Your bicycle is having its problems, too.
What a disgrace for an impresario to ride a bicycle dressed as a bear.
With a red ribbon around his neck, allow me.
Yeah, but we all must do everything, you too. Please, the ballet, half the girls are not fully buttoned. Ah, I hear my cue.
Are you buttoned, Francesca? Can I help? Will a kiss help?
I'm buttoned.
Meet you right after. Francesca?
Simone.
I take back the kiss.
It was not received.
I can never tell you two apart.
Shall I give warning?
Why can't we be civil to each other, Simone?
Where are you meeting, Francesca? Up in the fly gallery, as usual?
Ah. Have we been that obvious?
Transparent.
The fly gallery is the only private place we can find. High over the stage.
Private? For what? What do you talk about there, up above the stage? Yourself?
And Francesca.
And me? Simone.
Now and then. I wonder how you can be so like her on the outside and so different within.
Oh, you fool. What do you think my saintly sister is hiding from you? Every woman is like me inside.
No, Simone.
You want Francesca to love you? She despises you as I do. She's only nice to you to help Mario.
You're lying, Simone. And you lied about my father, too. Why do you always attack me?
You don't like that, huh? You want women to be magical illusions. But some of us are too honest.
You're not being honest. You're being vicious.
Then go up to the fly gallery and wait for her. She's all magic now. But when you meet the real woman behind it, will you be able to love her, Peter, the great illusionist?
Packed house tonight, Peter. Very good. I think I will report on finances to you.
Yes?
After I check the box office, I come to your caravan. Or are you up in the gallery tonight?
Oh, does everybody know?
No, not everybody. You have been wonderfully discreet, but as manager, I must know everything and say nothing. It will be interesting to see what happens.
What should happen?
You don't find Francesca interesting?
Mario, how can Francesca and Simone be sisters? They're so incredibly different.
Ah, the patineur is about to begin and we need the snow. Since you are for the fly gallery, Peter, you will oblige by sprinkling the skaters. The snow is in a brown paper bag waiting on the scaffold. Sometimes I wonder whether all life is waiting in a brown paper bag.
Mario.
harder than the dancing. Oh. I take my breath. Hello.
It is Francesca.
Of course. What's the matter?
I had an accident.
What? An accident? Oh, let me help you sprinkle the snow.
Yes.
What accident? How? When?
I kissed Simone by mistake. Now, don't laugh. I'd like a guarantee of identity, please.
You could kiss me and see. Huh? No, no. Wait, I've got better proof. See?
Huh? The key. What are you doing with that?
Oh, I keep it handy. Just in case you need winding up.
Well, I suppose the rest of the company thinks I do. Simone said I avoid everybody.
Oh, honestly, she's impossible.
But it's true, isn't it?
You're getting to like us more and more.
It's still so strange. I'm being pulled two ways. Part of me loves this life, and part of me... Oh, why do you always start me talking about myself?
Because I want to know all about you.
Simone says I talk about myself too much.
Oh, never listen to Simone. She read a book once about women being slaves, and she never got over it. Come. What were you going to tell me, Peter?
Francesca, in Paris, I know who I am and who everybody is. But here in Mario's show...
Are we so different?
Well, look at this stuff we're sprinkling. Is it real snow?
If I want it to be.
Ah, that's the difference between us. I never know where I stand with you people. I never know if something is real or you're just pretending it's real.
Well, anything's real, if you believe it. Ah, show's over.
Francesca... Do you despise me? Simone said...
Oh, never listen to her, Peter.
Have you been kind to me just as a favor to Mario?
How could you possibly think that?
Simone said...
Listen, you must be patient with her. She's afraid.
Of me?
No, of losing me. She needs me. She wants me to need her.
I need you, Francesca.
You don't mean that.
I do. I'm afraid to say it. Help me, Francesca.
You need the key, Peter. Here. Against your heart.
Come to me. Oh.
How? Say it.
I love you.
It took you long enough.
I ran down.
And what would happen if I lost the key?
I'd run down forever.
I'll never part with it.
Nor I.
Peter! Peter!
Ah, it's Mario.
He knows we're up here.
Come down from the gallery.
There's nobody up here.
Come to the stage, Peter. I want to talk to you.
You can't ask a man to leave heaven.
What is it like up there in heaven?
All magic.
Come down to earth for a moment.
You took your time getting here, you know. Oh, alas, you look like angels recently arrived from heaven.
And you look like the devil.
It's all the snow. I can't stand cold weather. Here, Peter, a gift from the box office.
Huh? What gift?
Your 5,000. Paid in full.
You don't mean 3 months have passed already?
Ah, 2 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days. Now you can go back to Paris and build your bridges.
Oh, what about closing the first half?
I have some possibilities.
I can't desert you.
Will you go back to Paris?
Francesca, do you want me to go?
Francesca has nothing to do with it. I ask again, will you return to Paris and a safe life? This is your last chance.
I can leave any time.
You cannot. The poison is seeping into your soul. In another month, it will be too late.
Poison?
He means me.
Francesca, be quiet. Peter, will you go back to sanity and reality now or never?
Francesca, I'm not me anymore. I'm part of us. We add up to more. Is it the same with you?
Yes.
Mario, invest the money in the company for us. All except 100. I want you to spend that.
On what?
A dinner for the company. A wedding dinner.
Whose?
Ours.
Francesca, you want to marry him?
Yes.
And does Simone?
What about Simone?
Does she want this marriage? Does Peter know he will have to live with Simone, too?
No, no, she'll leave. She'll never come back.
Can you promise?
I swear it, Mario.
What is all this? Family squabbles? I can learn to get along with Simone.
I don't want you to, Peter. I don't want to share you with her. She'll leave the company. I know it, Mario. I swear it.
You have honor, Francesca. I take your word. So, a kiss for a bride-to-be, a handshake for the groom-to-be. Oh, you have a hand of iron, Peter. The impresario blesses you. Go, go, go. Be married.
Oh, Mario, Mario. Ciao. Arrivederci.
Thank you.
Simone, can you hear me? I know you're listening somewhere. I know you heard her. In heaven's name, Simone, go. Go forever.
Francesca once told Peter that when she and her twin sister Simone were children and used to play make-believe, their mother would say, "Why can't you be yourselves?" And they would answer, "We want to be all ourselves." And their mother always replied, "Only one self to a person." Is that true? Must all of us be limited to one self? Or can we be many people? And what happens if we are? What do all the different selves add up to in Act 3?
When your allergy's coming up, hay fever's got to you, what are you gonna do? Suffer on and suffer through, or give your allergy to contact real medicine, real relief.
Pollen. Every one of the 12,000 quarts of air you'll breathe today could contain pollen. If you're allergic, that's red-eyed, itchy, sneezy trouble. And that's why there's Contact. Just one capsule's tiny time pills can actually help block pollen's attack for up to 12 hours relief. All day, all night relief. With the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists. Name your pollen. The name of relief is Contact. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your allergy to Contact. Real medicine. Real relief.
Take only when needed. Only as directed.
Hello, I'm Dolly Parton. Have you ever watched a weaver at his trade? Shuttles weaving faster and faster on the loom, creating a design where none has been before. And come to think of it, life's pattern is woven in just the same way, born of many different threads, meeting, merging, spinning out the small fabric of our existence. The March of Dimes is trying to create a better fabric of life, free from the tragedy of birth defects, a life which ensures every newborn the right to the most precious heritage of all, good health at birth. Medical service programs, scientific research, public education, all are part of the March of Dimes fight against this number one health problem for our nation's children. But a weaver, any weaver, needs help along the way. And birth defects are forever unless you help. Help weave a tomorrow full of bright promise for our next generation. A tomorrow without handicaps at birth. Please, give to the March of Dimes. Thank you.
It was an amusing custom 100 years ago to serenade newlyweds with a chivalry, a noisy concert of banging pots and pans, shouts, whistles, anything that would make a racket. And the members of Mario's little circus are outside Peter's caravan, serenading the brand new Mr. and Mrs. Peter Girard.
ladies and gentlemen, please, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for the concert. We also thank you for refraining from the bad jokes and platitudes customary at this time. Now, I remind you, please, I remind you that we have a performance this evening at 9 o'clock and that a champagne supper will be served on stage immediately after the show. So, do you remember, please, do you remember the first words we heard when we were apprentices in variety? It was, "Overture and beginners, please. Thank you for the overture. Now, give the beginners a chance." Oh, I got rid of them, Francesca. 3 hours to curtain time. We can relax and rest. A kiss for the groom? Well, thank you, but take off your veil, darling. I'm being kissed through a colander. You hardly spoke a word to me all afternoon. That's not like the real you.
Isn't it?
Well, don't be cryptic. That isn't like you. What's the matter?
Nothing.
You don't have to be frightened of love, darling.
I wasn't with your father. Why should I be with you?
Francesca?
Simone.
Oh, no. No, this is a practical joke. Yes, they put you up to it as a... Please, don't, Francesca.
Simone.
Oh, stop it. Please, dearest, don't tease. Not now. Show me the key.
What key?
You remember, in the gallery. You said it was a test to tell you apart. You would always carry it so I would know it was you. The key that winds the mechanical man. You're Francesca. I can't be mistaken.
Even that time you kissed me.
I've been tricked. She couldn't.
How tricked? You can't tell us apart. What's the difference?
Tricked by both of you.
You wanted her. You'll have to take both of us now. Peter and Francesca. Peter and Simone.
No. Let me out of here.
Simone. You swore you'd get out of my life. You promised I'd never see you again.
And you believe me, Francesca. You are so deliciously naive. You'll believe anything.
Please, Simone, don't do this to us. Keep your promise. It's not too late. Go away.
And leave you two to live happily ever after. What a sweet dream. No, Francesca, you go away. I've got your man. Don't try to fight me.
I'll tell him, Simone. I'll tell him everything about you and me. And he'll drive you out.
If he believes you. If he understands you. Could anybody understand and believe?
You devil. You devil. Peter. Peter. Are you up in the gallery?
I'm up in hell.
Oh, I hope you'd be here. I looked everywhere else first. What's that you've got?
Souvenir of the box office. The cashier's pistol.
Oh, no.
You sound like Francesca. Are you?
I brought the key. See?
You should have brought the music box. The miraculous mechanical man blows his brains out to music. If he can't pull the trigger, wind him up.
It's her fault. Simone broke her word. She promised she'd go away. She swore we'd never see her again.
But she didn't. Why?
Because I love you and she hates it.
How did she do it?
She tricked me. Tricked both of us. She... Oh. What difference does it make? It's done.
Francesca, look at me. There's got to be a way out of this. We've got to help each other. You've been concealing something. Tell me the truth about Simone.
You know her. My twin. She's a part of me. Oh, Peter, there's no way out of this.
I can't believe that.
You're saddled with Simone for the rest of your life.
No.
We can't... help each other.
We've got to, Francesca, or she'll destroy us.
She has already. You belong to Simone, Peter.
She can't hold me. Give me a chance to work something out. I'll talk to Simone. Will you wait here for me?
She won't listen.
Just let me try. Will you wait here?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I won't fail.
Ecco, the groom.
4 cases of champagne. There was not room enough in my caravan to store all the bottles, so I took the liberty of using yours.
Where's Simone?
Gone forever, no?
She wasn't here when you came in?
No.
Mario, that 5,000. I need it in cash.
It's your money.
I want it now, as soon as possible.
Am I permitted to ask for what?
No.
So be it. One must always obey the creditor. It is in the box office. I will get it. Ah, the bride at last, with her luggage.
Hello, Mario. I'm moving in.
And I am moving out.
It's all yours, Simone. I also am moving out.
I love Paris.
Don't try to follow me.
I won't have to try. It will be easy.
Simone, I don't know what kind of hold you have over Francesca. I don't know what you want to do to me. But if you want to humble me, I'm begging. Please, don't hurt us.
You crawl like your father.
Damn you!
All right, listen. Mario's bringing my money over. 5,000. It's yours if you'll let us go.
You can't buy me out.
You haven't got me.
I've got what Francesca wanted.
I won't go near you. I'll never touch you.
Am I so hideous? You didn't think that the time you kissed me by mistake.
Shut up.
How many other times did you make the same mistake? Up in the gallery, in other places. Did you ever stop to think about that?
It never happened again.
Yes, you need Francesca for that.
For what?
For lust. Oh, you call it love. Go right ahead. Francesca is willing, and I am an understanding wife. Francesca is always willing. She's all magic and delusion for every man. Your father was only one of them. Your father...
Damn you! Damn you!
Peter! No! Please! The key!
What?
The key!
Simone!
Francesca!
No! Simone! You're Simone!
Understand that everything you have told me is evidence and must be sworn to. Now, you have no idea why he killed her?
None that you could understand, Inspector Feldman.
No motive to suggest? Money? Jealousy? Deceit?
Yes, he was deceived, but only by himself.
How do you mean? Was there another man?
There was another woman, Inspector, but only in both their imaginations.
Huh?
She was an illusion of both.
That is not proper evidence. Now, this clock key. Can you explain why it was found in the hand of the deceased?
But I have told you. It was the prop in the illusion act, along with the music box. She wound him up with that key. He came to life.
Yes, the mechanical man. But that was on the stage.
Oui.
Then why was it found in this caravan, in her hand?
I don't know.
I ask you again, where is the accused?
I don't know.
He will be found and arrested. What's that music?
Ah, Joe. It is the music box that accompanies the mechanical illusion. Peter, you fool. Why did you come back?
This is the accused, carrying that music box?
Peter, be careful. This is Inspector Feldman of the police. He's...
Peter Gerard, I arrest you on suspicion of the premeditated murder of your wife, Francesca Gerard.
Not Francesca. Simone.
What?
Not Francesca. Simone. I kill Simone.
What is he saying? What is he doing?
He is leaving us, Inspector.
Huh?
Leaving this world and retreating into the mechanical man.
Not Francesca. Simone.
Who is this Simone? The alleged name of the deceased was Francesca.
They were one and the same. Two women in one poor, unhappy mind. She called herself by different names.
But which did he murder?
Both, Inspector. And now himself as well. You will never try him for murder, Inspector. You have lost your man. And I have lost a friend.
Francesca, wind me up.
This is his last illusion. May I have the key, please, Inspector?
This key is evidence.
What will it do? Wind up your case? The key for a moment. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. But the mechanical man does not move. We must not disappoint our gracious audience. Francesca, wind him up to pay his respects. Ah, bravo, Francesca, bravo. Peter Girard has come to life. The mechanical man is alive. See, ladies and gentlemen, how naturally he bows to you. And now he bows to the lovely Francesca. And now he...
The miraculous mechanical man has run down for the last time. But tell me this, if the illusion dies, must the man die too? Is reality a separate thing from dreams, or are both equal parts of the whole? Living and dying together as they did in Peter Girard and the Miraculous Mechanical Man and Francesca and Simone, the two girls in one. I'll be back shortly.
Do you have a taste for things that are a little out of the ordinary?
Look, Doris, it has a clock in its stomach and it glows in the dark.
I think we should snap it up, Dick.
Do you like things that are fun but are also functional?
Look, Dick, this is fun.
Uh-huh, but is it functional, Doris?
Do you want to be the talk of the town?
Oh, Dick and Doris, we were just talking about you.
Then the Opel Isuzu is your kind of car. It's not ordinary, it's fun but functional, and people will talk about it.
Did you hear what Dick and Doris bought?
The Opel Isuzu, a dandy new small car. At your Buick Opel dealers.
I'm Joanne Woodward on behalf of the National Society for Autistic Children. Autism is a neurological disorder that affects behavior and communication. With proper research, education, and care, these children can learn and have a life of dignity. They deserve a chance. Please write National Society for Autistic Children, Post Office Box 8646, Albany, New York, 12208.
This fall, True Value Hardware stores can help make exercise entertaining and turn ordinary errands into adventures. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you see True Value Hardware store's selection of West Point bicycles. You'll find flashy high-risers for kids, 3- and 5-speed touring bikes for adults, precision 10-speed racers, and even a West Point bike for kids who can't ride bicycles yet. A beginner's bike with 2 special features, removable training wheels, and a center bar that detaches so both boys and girls can ride it. You'll discover that West Point bikes are more than just inexpensive 2-wheel substitutes for automobiles. For kids, they're basic transportation. For adults, a chance to get exercise that's disguised as a pleasant ride around the block, and a chance for the whole family to enjoy the outdoors together. See the complete selection of West Point bicycles at participating True Value hardware stores. True Value, more than just a name, it's their way of doing business. And tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
It's an odd story, isn't it? Peter Girard never found the key to the mystery of the twin sisters in one, Francesca and Simone. And so he died too, because the two of him loved and hated the two of them. 2 + 2 = death. Our cast included Marion Seldes, William Redfield, Robert Dryden, and Sam Gray. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores and Contac, the 12-hour allergy capsule.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Next on KIXI, lighter morning low clouds, partial afternoon clearing through Friday with slight chance of local morning drizzle. Highs near 70 and lows in the mid-50s with less than 10% chance of rain. 58 degrees currently the temperature in downtown Seattle.
In the air, everywhere, bright and beautiful music. KIXI, Seattle.
And the time at KIXI, 11 p.m.
CBS News. The Dayton, Ohio City school system begins its first involuntary busing program Thursday. The city is doing its best to get the wheels rolling smoothly and without violence. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A 24-hour prayer vigil is in its final hours in Dayton, where residents are praying for peaceful implementation of busing for desegregation. It's scheduled to end by the time the first school bell rings. The busing plan will affect more than 18,000 of the system's 42,000 students. Black students from Dayton's west side must be transported across the Miami River to schools on the east side, where most white residents live, and vice versa. Students bus to a different school this year will go back to their old school next year, alternating each year thereafter. Officials say they do not expect any trouble or attempts at a boycott. Attendance was reported high in the Louisville and Jefferson County schools Wednesday as the second year of involuntary busing began without incident. However, prior to the opening of schools, sporadic violence was reported, along with a protest march and demonstration that ended with several arrests. More news in a moment.
When your allergy's coming up, hay fever's got to you. What are you gonna do? Suffer on and suffer through, or give your allergy extra contact? Real medicine, real relief.
Pollen. Every one of the 12,000 quarts of air you'll breathe today could contain pollen. If you're allergic, that's red-eyed, itchy, sneezy trouble. And that's why there's Contac. Just one capsule's tiny time pills can actually help block pollen's attack for up to 12 hours relief. All day, all night relief. With the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists. Name your pollen. The name of relief is Contac. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your allergy to Contac. Real medicine. Real relief.
Take only when needed, only as directed.
President Ford and Jimmy Carter will hold their first broadcast debate September the 23rd. It will center on domestic and economic issues and last an hour and a half. Foreign policy and the defense will be the topic of the second debate, while the third will be open to all issues. An official of the League of Women Voters, which organized the debates, says they'll be done before a live audience that will be encouraged to refrain from applause or comments. There'll be a fourth debate between the vice presidential candidates, Robert Dole, Republican, and Walter Mondale, Democrat. The debates were agreed upon in Washington by representatives of the candidates. The news spread quickly to the White House and to Georgia, where Ed Rabel has a report.
Carter was back home in Plains, Georgia, where he told newsmen he was pleased with the agreement. He seemed particularly gratified that he got his way on the topic of the first debate, domestic and economic issues, as opposed to President Ford's preference to open with the subject of defense. But Carter had also made concessions, losing out on an open-ended format that would make it easier for him to criticize Mr. Ford's leadership ability.
I think if either one of us failed miserably in comparison to the other, it might make or break that candidate who failed, or succeeded, but I doubt that that will happen. I think we both can hold our own, and I think the main beneficiaries of the debate will not be either one of us two candidates, but will be the American people to have a chance to compare us. And I can't anticipate yet who might win the so-called debates.
Carter said that he has no plans to prepare by practicing debating and that the debates would not disrupt his other campaign plans. Ed Rabel, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
The Pentagon has announced plans to sell almost $6 billion worth of airplanes, tanks, ammunition, and other military aid to 10 countries, including the major powers in the Middle East. One spokesman said because of security, few details could be released. But sources say Iran stands to gain the most as the largest single purchaser, getting almost $5 billion worth of arms, including 160 of the new advanced F-16 jet fighters. Congress will have 30 days to consider the deals before adjourning October the 2nd. More news in a moment.
Oh, I'm glad that's the last meeting today.
You're sure uptight. What's wrong?
The pressure never lets up around here.
You should read the relaxation response.
The relaxation response? What's that?
It's a number one nationwide bestseller, and it's already helped many people to cope with fatigue, anxiety, and stress.
Can it help me sleep better?
Yes, and it can even help relieve the stress that can lead to high blood pressure and heart attacks.
All that from one book? What's the catch?
No catch. The relaxation response shows you specific meditative techniques that can make your life calmer, healthier, and happier.
No, I'm too busy to spend hours meditating.
The relaxation response only takes 10 or 20 minutes twice a day. Why, you can even use it on the way to work.
But will it work for me?
Why don't you pick up a copy and find out? It could be the most important book you ever buy. The Relaxation Response, now in Avon paperback. 10 college men, roaring drunk, caused quite a ruckus in Tokyo Wednesday. What made their apprehension difficult was they were members of a judo team and were lunging at passers-by indiscriminately, but with great aim. Among the bruised victims, one restaurant cook, who said he was attacked merely because the athletes didn't like his shirt. It took 70 police officers to get all the arms and legs under control. Three of the athletes were finally arrested. Rita Sands, CBS News.
KIXI, Seattle, where the time now, 6 minutes past 11.